a continuation here and or from previous one, just my analysis, asking for inspiration to see things a little clearer, also for the story. And again, of course, we may have optimistic or pessimistic projections and predictions here, depending, but try to be realistic here. Yes, I mean, all chances are that there will be economic crashes. Where money will just disappear, lots of it. Probably especially hitting the Western European and American United States countries, because there finances, their money and the value of their money to buy anything depends nowadays more on financial business, it seems, than actual production. Buying, selling, speculating, stock market and all of that, but also making money on the stock market by starting cool AI, this or that, corporations that gets investors, invest a lot. Some of them with money they made on the same kind of investment, growing the value of money or something like that. And then poof, those companies don't exist anymore. They go one after another. People lose hope and trust in the stock market. Sell, sell, sell. And it can go very quickly. Question is then how this, well, of course, affects the lives of people and the countries down there on the ground. Again, it's a matter of consciousness. Some people will be good, are good. Hey, let's share, let's help out, win-win. There'll be help organizations. Hare Krishnas will be out giving out free food. And so on, and people will also respect, and you know, there will be angels walking the streets, and people will respect them. The good and the bad will. And there will be thieves and rogues shooting on the streets. There already is here in Sweden. You gotta stay away. But people will start growing things here and there, build little huts for the homeless, tear down these stupid leaders, go more communal, maybe communalism, tribes. Yes, you get your area here, you can do whatever you want, take care of yourself, have your chief. Well, such things will develop on their own. Grow things, don't steal from others. What's the use of that? It's fun to grow things together, be peaceful there, you've with your family there, with me, with my family here. So that's really where life is going on. And then somewhere, that city over there, the war came. The soldiers are shooting at each other and the drones are flying around. Silly. And that may even look more and more silly. Just waste of money. What are you fighting for? And there will be these anti-war demonstrations and big movement that can, you know, also go viral, or rather wildfire in a positive sense. So yeah, that's the optimistic one, but I think there is realist in it. There will be parts, most probably, in the world that are going to be hells, complete hellish, and there are other parts that are actually going to be nice, a little outside of all of that, where people are actually gathering and cooperating. And I mean, this also gets triggered by wars. People go against it and, no, we're going to work together now. No, we're going to live in peace, respect each other, learn about each other's cultures rather than fight. It used to be religious wars, different religion, let's fight them. Now it's different nationalities, races, or financial blocks or whatever, let's fight them. And then there are people coming up saying the opposite, you know, we'll stop that, this madness. Live in peace. Military men and women. So, well, that's enough for our story and our book or whatever it will be, The End of War. But really, and is it possible to stop it? And I will talk about that next recording here.